Welcome to a series of netcasts brought to you by Yale University. Yale Global Online, the flagship publication of the Yale Center for the Study of Globalization, explores the implications of the growing interconnectedness of the world. Ioannis Gatsionis, writing from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, explains that resentment against the U.S. may be at an all-time high, but that has not influenced foreign appreciation for Hollywood films.
Hollywood still seduces the world. Global anti-Americanism aside, U.S. films sell more tickets abroad than at home. By Ioannis Gatsionis. President Bush's foreign policy is said to have unleashed an intense and potentially irreversible strain of anti-Americanism around the world, one that has blurred the line between hating American leaders and hating American culture. And yet Hollywood, a symbol of American hegemony if there ever was one, is appreciating greater success abroad than at home. International ticket sales now account for 60% of overall box office receipts, up from 40% 3 years ago. Home video sales are said to be the fastest growing revenue sector in Tinseltown, and that doesn't include the millions watching pirated copies. Meanwhile, American television shows attract a record number of foreign program buyers, even though licensing fees have increased sharply in most markets. So what gives? Part of the answer lies in trade liberalization. Part rests with shrewder, global-minded marketing. Major studios are beefing up their overseas divisions and signing foreign partnerships. Warner Brothers, for instance, recently penned a $2 billion deal with Abu Dhabi's largest real estate firm to build a studio and produce films and video games, thus targeting the Arab world, 60% of which is under 25, and which is regarded as entertainment hungry. Lower labor costs and fewer regulations also inspire moves abroad. Major Hollywood studios have set up production houses in China to better tap growing interest in films. Hollywood's production costs decreased in 2005 by 4%, while marketing costs jumped 5.2%. The industry has always welcomed international talent, from Marlene Dietrich to Sean Connery. But as Hollywood pushes its product aggressively abroad, executives view international talent as ever more critical in promoting films abroad. In The Kingdom, Jamie Foxx stars beside Palestinian actor Ashraf Barhoum, who plays a brave Saudi Arabian police officer. The Last Samurai stars Tom Cruise and Japanese actor Ken Watanabe, scoring well in Japan. Brazilian actress Alice Braga joins Will Smith in I Am Legend. Hollywood tackles transnational hot topics like religion in Kingdom of Heaven, terrorism in Munich, deadly viruses in I Am Legend, and the oil trade in Syriana. In short, Hollywood is thinking bigger and bigger, with no less than the whole world in mind. But none of this sufficiently explains why Hollywood enjoys unprecedented success abroad in an era of rampant American bashing. The common explanation for the contradiction has been that the world makes a distinction between American culture and its foreign policy, that the more sweeping variety of anti-Americanism is confined mostly to intellectuals and religious zealots. But over the last few years in Europe and Asia, I've encountered more ordinary citizens baldly denouncing America as a whole. It's not just American politics they say they dislike, but its hypocritical values, a hollow pop culture, and disbelief about voters actually re-electing Bush. A poll from the Pew Global Attitudes Project supports such anecdotal evidence, finding that favorable opinions of American people among Indonesians dropped from 56% in 2002 to 46% in 2005, and also fell in Great Britain, Poland, Canada, Germany, France, Russia, Jordan, Turkey, and Pakistan. To be sure, Bush's foreign policy and his successful re-election bid precipitated a broader disdain for America, and that makes Hollywood's growth abroad all the more noteworthy. Still, typical all-American fare plays well in international theaters. Spider-Man 3 was the biggest worldwide opener in history, raking in $375 million. The Simpsons movie, featuring America's first family, grossed nearly $333 million abroad, double what it did stateside. Hollywood's most successful titles abroad tend to be heavy on special effects or full of animation and digital wizardry. Ironically, perhaps these films tend to do better than those critical of the U.S., like Fahrenheit 9/11 or Syriana. Muhon May, marketing director for 20th Century Fox Malaysia, said this trend has remained largely undisturbed in Southeast Asia over the years, and, in his words, doesn't look set to change anytime soon. Either way, viewers of Hollywood pictures are hard-pressed to ignore that they are invested in an American product. The American flag here, the country's natural splendor there. Hollywood tendentiously celebrates America's unique brand of dynamism, from its confidence and cool to its technological and creative preeminence. And generally, people like what they see, a fact reflected not only in Hollywood's popularity abroad, but also in official backlash against it. In December, China banned the release of U.S. films for at least 3 months. The success of American films at the expense of local fare is said to have influenced the decision. South Korea relies on a quota that requires local films to play 146 days of the year, a number halved as part of the U.S.-Korea bilateral trade agreement, yet to be ratified. In March, a cultural advisor to Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad accused Hollywood of being part of a comprehensive U.S. psychological war aimed at Iranian culture, in response to the film 300, which some critics suggested was anti-Persian. A government spokesperson added, quote, "Cultural intrusion is among the tactics always used by the aliens." In Malaysia, authorities barred moviegoers from Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ to protect Muslim sensitivities, but pirated versions were readily available at stalls around Kuala Lumpur. China's street corners are rife with pirated Hollywood movies, and young Iranians adore American films, often edited or banned. Hollywood's portrayals of America as a den of iniquity may even feed some misconceptions. In the Pew poll, more than 60% of Lebanese described Americans as greedy, violent, and immoral. And yet Lebanon is one of Hollywood's hottest markets in the Middle East. The fact that Hollywood is such a hit in such places signals, at the least, a certain fascination with the depravity of America, and more likely, a gap between what people say and what they actually think about the country. A young Malaysian woman accounted for complexity in her relationship with the U.S. when she articulated her affinity for Hollywood in broad terms, saying it enabled her to imagine doing things not practiced or accepted at home. Hollywood doesn't specialize in just sin, and audiences do not merely line up for a peek at sin. In the words of Paul Hollander, editor of the essay collection Understanding Anti-Americanism, Hollywood allows people abroad to learn about American society and especially affluence, fashions, and consumption patterns that people are interested in, never mind their anti-American attitudes. Edward Said lamented U.S. power in this respect, that is, ideological power. He said, "All cultures tend to make representations of foreign cultures, to master or in some way control them. Yet not all cultures make representations of foreign cultures and in fact master or control them. This representation is sometimes expressed dialectically, vis-a-vis a depiction of the self." With anti-Americanism reaching record highs, Hollywood is not only a powerful ideological tool, but arguably a necessary one. The success of Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth, for instance, reminded the world that yes, some U.S. politicians genuinely do have the world's interest at heart. Hollywood's window complicates the world's relationship with the U.S. It challenges the malicious simplifications of American politics and culture, inculcated through politically motivated critics, religious institutions, governments, schools, and local media. In doing so, Hollywood challenges the impulse to dismiss and demonize. In our polarizing world, it could do much worse.
This was Ioannis Gatsiounis explaining that resentment against the U.S. may be at an all-time high, but that hasn't influenced foreign appreciation for Hollywood films. This and other Yale Global articles can be found at yaleglobal.yale.edu.